All right.
The Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We just finished Tuesday's show, and I'm going to tell you, I hit the wall.
Right now?
Yeah, like just now, because we played our million-dollar show last night, The Raging Idiots, and mostly, even a long concert is an hour and a half, hour and 45 minutes. We played for 3 hours last night because all the artists coming through, and didn't go to bed till 1, woke up a few hours later, came in, was pretty much on a high, though. I hit the wall.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, probably in the last 5 minutes or so. What was funny, too, was last night, and you'll hear it later, but our friend Ahmad got engaged at the show, during the show, on stage, and Amy's recording it with her phone, and she's like, I got all the footage you need. And I was like, appreciate that, but we have 3 cameras. They were taking pictures and video and audio. She's like, okay, well, if you need secondary footage, I got that for you, too.
I was, like, crawling on the ground, like, trying to get a good angle, and, like, yeah. And Bobby's like, we have photographers taking care of that.
I had to, like, put them out in
special
waves. I was like, okay, Joe, who's my guy, I was like, you are to do video. Zach Massey, who works with us on the show and does pictures when artists, video when artists come in, anybody works here for the company. I was like, you're going to do pictures. And then there was another one there that was doing grab bag. And then Amy was doing phone.
Phone.
Yeah.
So
I got
point
you.
Of view.
Yes.
Nice.
POV.
Yeah. First person POV.
Right.
So, yeah, that happened. Tonight also, Nat Geo, my episode of Running nice. Wild with Bear Grylls. So please check it out. I think if I get a good rating, that'd be good for, you'll hear the Nat Geo president coming up in a minute. But it is Tuesday. Hit that song, Raymundo.
Come on.
The best day of the week, you all know it's my time. So I made a song about Tuesday, so happens it rhymes. The lowest number of crimes is super bingo at 9. Don't know how you do your Tuesday, this is how I do mine. The sun comes up, there's a smile on my mouth. Why? Because I love Tuesday, is the first thing I shout. Free Zumba this morning and every Tuesday at 5. I got my spandex on, it's time to head to the Y. Let's go
Tuesday,
HOA
Tuesday.
Housewives gon' booze day. I'm talking about Tuesday. Do it again now, Tuesday. Brown cow goes Moosday. Eat some cashews day. I'm talking about
Tuesday.
Nice. It's Tuesday. Is my recycling on the curb as I drive off? Yup, my recycling's on the curb. I mean, Fridays are fine because they're casual and all. But I'm always more productive on my Tuesday conference call. My after work plans. I got my spray tan. I'm drinking lemon water, adding me some cayenne. Pebbles and Bam Bam. I watch some C-SPAN. And then it's 2-for-1 at Sonic with the Coney and each check. Come on,
Tuesday.
HOA
Tuesday.
Housewives gon' booze
day.
I'm just talking about Tuesday. Do it again now,
Tuesday.
Eat that Tuesday. Eat some cashews
day.
I'm talking about Tuesday. Mardi Gras on a Tuesday. I go to Krav Maga on a Tuesday. I'm playing Pokemon on a Tuesday. Came out of my mom on a Tuesday. Thank you very much.
It's always fun.
My knee keeps scrolling off the page. I messed up the words because my scroller was off.
Yeah, now you know what it's like to be those like legends that have teleprompters when they sing.
Except I'm not a legend and I can't sing. Except for all those other things.
Right.
More and more men aren't wearing their wedding rings. Amy, does your husband wear his?
Yes.
Eddie, do you wear yours?
I do. Have it on right now.
Lunchbox, you wear yours?
Sometimes. Not now.
Almost 1/3 of husbands are choosing not to wear a wedding ring, either because of their job or they find it uncomfortable. Not for cheating reasons. But they say that a lot of women are going, why are you not wearing your wedding ring? But mostly dudes just don't grow up wearing jewelry, so it's weird for them to wear jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
That's the exact reason. Never worn a watch, never worn anything, so it's just weird. So leave it on the table.
I lost my real wedding ring, but I started wearing a rubber one.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I forget it's even on.
It also says a lot of guys tend to have stubby fingers. Any stubs in here?
No.
I got long fingers.
Okay. My husband does have to take his off when he flies, though.
Oh, yeah, because his hands swell up when he's in the air, so he says.
Oh, interesting.
He could be living a secret life.
Mm-hmm.
Well, also, he said he doesn't want to get it caught on something in the airport.
Like
and
the propeller.
In the airplane.
The propeller.
Oh, the old cot trick.
2 GM engineers are busted for using 2 unreleased new Corvettes for a 100-mile-an-hour street race. So you can't even get them. They're just working on them in the shop, and they take them out and race them. The 2020 Chevy C8 Corvette Stingray goes into production next month, but the 2 engineers are working on them. They said they couldn't wait that long, so they got on the street and raced them.
Yeesh.
I bet they were, when they, they're like, oh, F.
Yeah, we're
done.
And
they got pulled over, they're like, oh my goodness.
We're done, but in a way, though, weren't they kind of just trying to see their work in action?
Mm-hmm. It's a good argument.
Probably.
Probably not going to work.
Okay.
I'm sure they have a test track or something.
Oh, right, not just the road.
I'm looking at this car. It's really cool. But it's so cool. It's borderline midlife crisis or just really cool.
Would you ever want to buy one of those? Like, could you see yourself in one of those?
All the time, no.
But maybe on a Sunday?
Maybe on a Tuesday. Drive a cool car Tuesday. It's like Keith Urban drives a really cool car, but he's also really cool. Like, he drives cool car. And so, but he's also really cool. And you're like, that's just Keith Urban being cool. There's not a cool vibe with me. So I don't, nothing cool. Okay. But this is like super cool. Like, a Dodge Viper was when I was growing up was always my dream car. And I just wanted that so bad. I was like, one day I'll be able to afford that and get a Dodge Viper.
Have you gotten one yet?
No. God, no. I wish.
Eddie, have you seen it? No.
I went over to the guy that owns Tackle. He's a billionaire. Oh, yeah. And we were talking about Tackle, the business. And he has one. He has a whole car, like three or four garages.
Oh, wait. Dodge Vipers, they're really expensive?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
A Dodge Viper costs about $200,000. Well, I guess $100,000 to $200,000 is where it is. And it's so race car-y. It's really cool, though. But I would look like a total goober, even though I rented one. I'd look like a goober. Speaking of money, Harry and Meghan Markle. You know he doesn't have a last name, right?
Huh?
The royal family doesn't have last names.
They don't?
I thought it was of Essex.
Prince Harry of... yeah, no, they don't have last names.
I guess that's true, huh?
That's the question. Like, what will his last name be if he left the royal family?
Oh, wow.
Well, no, he's still going to have both, right?
Today, the last name of the British royal family remains Windsor, but royals who are descended from Queen Elizabeth II through the male line use the hyphenated surname Mountbatten Windsor. The last name reflects the surname of the... It just is on and on and on.
Right, right, right.
So, it's going to cost $2 million for security for those guys annually. $2 million annually to make sure they're taken care of.
And they're going to have to fork that money out?
They won't.
Because, I mean, if they're going on their own, they're not getting the...
But they'll still get a little time. Okay. Or somebody else... Canada will probably take care of them because they'll make money, enough money from them being there.
Yeah.
That Canada would love to have them. A cop gets hit by a train and survives. A police officer's 3D body cam filmed him getting sideswiped by a train.
Mm.
He suffered broken bones, but is okay. He was in pursuit of a robber and thought he was far enough away from the tracks.
Oh, wow.
Crazy,
oh,
huh?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
A Utah restaurant serving kangaroo burgers during Australia fires faces backlash. If they always served this...
Right.
Like if it was their thing.
Because
if they put it up now, it is a thing where you go, probably not the best look. You can do it, but you're probably going to be considered insensitive with your adding the burger. But if they were always doing it.
Right.
What are you supposed to do?
They can't. So I have had kangaroo before a long time ago at a restaurant we would go to when I lived in North Carolina, and they had it on the menu. It's an appetizer. It might still even be on there. So that's a good question.
Let's say their name and get some backlash.
Chef Warren's. It's amazing if you're ever in Southern Pines. But I had the kangaroo and I used to feel so bad. I mean, it was really good how he cooked it, but I would feel so bad. And he would tell me, but I mean, he's from America, not Australia. But he said that, like, for them, it's like us eating deer. And deer are so cute, but we eat venison, like, kind of no problem. Because kangaroos just look so cute, but they're... In Australia, that's like a deer.
Well,
like
I think the 1 billion animals have died because of these fires.
Oh, I know. It's related to the fire.
Yes.
I'm just justifying the time I ate kangaroo.
Oh, we just pick animals to eat because it's what is domesticated near us and what's not.
Right.
Like, that's the only reason. It's not like one animal is really more special than the other, except what we've made them more special.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I just felt like I needed to speak my piece about why I ate
You've been holding on to that one for a while.
Because I always felt bad.
My judgment on this is if they were always doing it, I don't think... that they should face backlash, or I don't think they should change because of backlash. You're going to get backlash for anything. Should change it because of what's happening. You're not doing it to make money because of what's happening.
Right.
And there may be an industry over there that is...
Sure. Suffering because of it.
You know, I never had kangaroo.
Me either.
Great.
But it's almost like when there is a... It's almost like when there's some sort of like disaster and you pull off every song that says the word boom in it. And you're like... Is that really
changing? Oh, yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
It just, it's all case by case, but sometimes I think it's a little bit much. Like, I don't think a listener hears a song where someone's going, where a song's going, ba ba boom, boom, ba boom. Right. Give me that boom, boom, boom. Let me get okay. that boom. And then it's like, oh, we got to take that out. It says boom, boom. We just
so, like, when there's a natural disaster, like, say there was a tornado or something, then does.
If there's an earthquake and it kills a lot of people, you probably shouldn't play Shook Me All Night Long. But it's just, it's a case by case. I don't think, sometimes I think people go overboard with it. I think people are a little too sensitive now. We listen to the really sensitive 1% and let them dictate for the other 99% because they're loud.
They should just take it into, like, if it was the intent part of it. Like, did they mean to play Shook You All Night Long?
Because of the earthquake?
Because of it, right. Then that's bad.
Well, we don't do smart things anymore. What we do is we listen to the ticked off 1% that makes the rules for everybody else. And I, for one, I'm not having it. Unless I get some backlash, then I'm going to chill. There's a reason Costco rotisserie chicken is so popular.
My.
And big.
What do you mean?
They're huge. They're humongous. They're like double the size of a regular one that you get at a grocery store.
People are saying they're really, really addictive, and they're only $4.99, and it's because of the salt. There's so much salt in these, they say.
It puffs them up, Eddie. They're just swollen. They're bloated.
The chicken are bloated.
That's what happens
to me,
too.
Me too, man. If I have too much salt, I'm like, my pants don't fit.
I think that's it. Let me see. Yeah, I think that's it. Apparently, according to Morgan number two, there's an answer to putting toothpaste on pimples. Is that true? Do we have fun? Because I'd always heard if you put toothpaste on a pimple, it's good. It makes it go away. What is now the situation?
It's no different than if you were to put like alcohol on your pimple, but it dries you out. So really you shouldn't do it. And you should actually get like a thing that's meant to take away pimples.
I have a blackhead that I cannot pop.
I know. I've popped it before. You've had it for years. I don't know why.
But that's years? What.
Yes, not like really. Listen. No,
has
you
ever been
know,
judging me for years?
No, Bobby. I don't even see
but
it.
You
right
see it
now.
All the time, and then you don't say anything about it. Anymore?
Are you kidding? No, I tell.
Well,
him,
you guess I'm on your teeth for 4 years, and I haven't told you.
Bobby, whatever. On your birthday, like in 2000.
That was our birthday present. She popped it in 2006.
No, you let me. We were in Vegas, and it was your birthday, and it was like 2016.
Hey, whoa, whoa, whoa! But having in Vegas.
And Bobby stays in Vegas. As a gift for his birthday, he let me extract it in the hotel lobby, and
maybe
it was
that's
amazing.
Can you bring an extractor in tomorrow?
I mean, when I did it there, I just used my fingers. Oh. You think I need a special Dr. Pimple Popper extractor?
I tried it yesterday.
She can probably get it out right now if she needs to.
Do you want to try it now?
Let me see.
It's a little sore.
I don't see it. That's what I'm saying. I don't see it.
It's right here.
I know where it is. Wow.
I know. I tried it.
She says, wow. Whoa.
Do you want to take a shot at it?
My girl.
Get it out, Amy.
Take a shot at it?
Right now?
Sure.
But my hands aren't clean.
What does that matter?
When you're digging into a zit. Right, here we go.
Should I zoom in on this?
Go ahead.
Yikes. It's not, like, I don't know what's... Something,
She's making noises.
Hold on.
Give it her a shot.
Yeah, it's...
What's happening?
She's tweezing it. Or she's got her two fingernails.
Oh, guys, like, it's something could... I just don't want to...
You don't want to what?
Break the skin.
Go for it. Why? I have no TV shoots to do for a week and a half.
Come on.
Down.
Dang it.
Let me hold my nose down.
Yeah, that helps.
All right. We're digging in, folks.
Oh, my gosh. I think I see something.
It's normally not like this. But it is always there. But it's not like something special is happening. It's bringing me a lot of satisfaction right now.
Is it popping?
Yeah.
I see
it's
something.
It's coming out. The white is coming out now.
You can go ahead.
But I want to, like, wipe it with.
Well, I would have told myself 10 years ago I was going to be doing this for a job.
Oh, I felt that one. You know how you pop a knuckle? That's what that felt like.
It's, like, so...
It's
now
backed
I feel
up.
Like
it's,
you're going to look at
it's
it.
Backed that's up a from, blackhead.
Hey, it's backed up from 2006.
Woo.
No. It's a... I think it's your blackhead that's got a little bit of a whitehead situation right now. But
it's a double.
It's
wow.
a hybrid.
So when you order like a double drink in the bar? Is this like?
No. Bones.
She's back in it.
This is riveting.
She's digging
sure.
in.
I mean...
She's got...
I mean, the visual is amazing.
Two pointer fingers. By the way, if you're just listening to this, you can watch it on Facebook.
Yep. It'll be on there forever.
Amy is.
Man, I need. Okay.
You need what? You gonna give one more rip or no?
I think it's.
clear? Here we go. Oh!
You're pushing his nose into his face.
Oh!
Now it's just going to be a bloody scab, but I mean, I got some out for sure.
All right.
Woo!
Cool, man.
Good job, guys.
Amy has extracted so many things from my body over
I'm
the years.
I'm sweating.
From zits to freaking
splinters
in my feet. Woo! Man, that got me. What's Facebook say about that,
Oh,
Morgan?
Great. You need to get some, I don't know, hydrogen peroxide on
that. Your whole face is red.
Well, because I had
happens.
To like.
I had to smash my nose down for her to do it.
Mm-hmm. Like even your forehead.
Probably. Jeez.
Okay, now you're turning better color now.
I pass out. Do we have any peroxide, Raymundo, in the medical kit?
Checking with Hillary.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, I think we'll end on that note. Ooh. Check out Mike D's podcast called Movie Mike's Movie Podcast, because Morgan number two is a guest on this week. Because you finished all the Marvel movies?
Yep, all 23.
I don't know that I've seen 23 movies the past 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. And your favorite of all of them was?
It's setting aside the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
Because those are the great hits.
Mm-hmm. That's the greatest hits record, the Avengers.
Mm-hmm. It's between Captain Marvel and Captain America Winter Soldier. Those two.
Captain. Oh, you like Captain Marvel? I never saw Captain Marvel. Mike, do you like that one?
Yeah.
With Brie Larson? She came in the Avengers movies.
Yeah.
Which Avengers movies did you like the best?
I liked Endgame the best. It was really good.
I thought 2 was good. I like it when bad guys show up and do cool things.
Thanos
was awesome.
Yeah.
And Thanos was a good guy, really. I think if you shot that from his perspective, he comes off as a good guy. Because he's trying to save the world with what he thinks is the best for the world. And we're all trying to save the world what we think is best.
It's debatable.
I know. That's what we're doing. We're debating, Eddie. And what Thanos wanted to do was he goes, the world's overpopulated. And so we're all going to die unless we eliminate half the world. And it sucks, but we should eliminate half the world and just move on as a society and start to grow again.
But he wasn't including himself in that. You want to eliminate half the world? Put yourself in that half. Boom.
Screw that.
Exactly.
It's his plan. He had the power. That's crazy. And you can listen. You guys talk about that on the podcast?
Yeah. Every movie.
Do you think if they shot Thanos from his perspective, he could have come off as a good guy?
No, I don't like Thanos. He
but
made me
again,
angry.
You saw him from the Avengers perspective. Think about what the theory I just laid out there. If I say Thanos shot from his side, don't you think he could have been seen as a figure of wow, that guy's got some good ideas about
maybe like 10%. He still wants to kill a bunch of people, so I don't know that that works out.
He doesn't want to kill people. He wants to save the world, gosh. And by doing that, some people have to go.
Or the world's killing people.
Or everyone dies.
Yeah, in other words, killing
Eddie,
people.
Eddie, let me ask you a question.
Come on.
If there's 6 people in this room. If we're all going to die, mm-hmm. Okay, it's like, hey, tomorrow we're all going to die because we're going to run out of oxygen in the room. Or you have to kill 3 of us with the snap of a finger. Which do you choose?
What?
Let us all die because of overpopulation with no oxygen, no plants, or you have to snap your finger and half of us die.
I wouldn't mind half of us dying, but I would like to make it like a pick a straw kind of thing.
Okay,
not,
fine.
Not like, all it, right, guys, this is my
what,
idea.
But that's what the snap is. It's a pick a straw. He doesn't know he's going to die. He snaps his finger and half of them die. He doesn't know. Would you put, honestly, mm-hmm. would you put yourself up?
If that was my stupid idea, I would have to. No, you, how would you feel good about yourself living when you killed half the population?
No, because you, for that population, you...
That's a mind game that you're telling yourself.
No, you're not.
Yes, it is.
Earth does this all the time already. People are doing this all the time already. Okay. All right, listen.
I just want everybody to all die together.
I'm a Thanos sympathizer, I guess.
Let's all
yeah,
die.
You are. You are.
I often see the other sides of things that people criticize me for, and you know what? I'll be the one guy that stands with Thanos.
And I'm sure you're not alone. I'm sure there's people out there that
probably
really do it too.
I'll probably get on chat room. Probably get backlash. We're going to get backlash. Okay, here's today's show. This is Tuesday's show. Appreciate you guys. Bye, everybody.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Hey. Now, this is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go. What's happening, everybody? Welcome to Tuesday's show. We had a late, long, awesome night last night. Eddie and I's band, The Raging Idiots, played at the Ryman, raised a bunch of money for charity. Soon, we'll have that as a radio special, and you'll be able to hear it. But really proud of the show last night.
Are you grumpy this morning?
No, but give me
It'll
an hour and a half.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like 90 minutes, I'll be like, brr.
All right.
And it's not grumpy, I just get tired.
Yeah. It's normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but right now I'm kind of Shot out of a cannon.
You're still high from last night.
Not the terminology I would use. Maybe on a high.
Okay. Oh, is that nice?
You can say it that
physically.
Way.
I'm feeling. I don't know. I'd probably say on a high.
Okay.
Yeah, Let's do what's the haps. Hey.
What's the haps?
What's the haps with you?
Well, I was reading this story about the dirtiest places in the gym that can make you sick.
Oh.
Top five places if you go to the gym. Yoga mats.
Ooh.
Oh.
The handles on cardio machines.
Mm-hmm.
Exercise balls. Door handles and water fountains.
Oh, no dumbbells. Okay.
Well, they do have other little things. Basically, if you go to the gym, it's a cesspool of just germs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I wear gloves when I work out a lot of the time, especially if I'm doing push-ups on the floor. Just a reminder, wash your hands before, especially after. And if you do work out where other people are touching stuff, maybe even in the middle. Maybe take a little hand wash break. We should have more hand wash breaks in our time. I read that. Wanted to share that with you a little bit. That's mine. What's the haps, Amy?
Hey, what's the haps?
So Uber for the win. My dad lives about 20 minutes away. And a lot of the times I go get him. And even with traffic, it could be longer than that. And then I have to take him home. But I've started to cut down on a lot of my driving by sticking him in an Uber. Which is definitely going to make my rating go down. Because like the first time we tried it out, the Uber driver called me twice.
Why? What was your dad doing? Was he naked?
When I told my dad to be outside and be ready, because I'd sent the Uber's coming, be outside. Well, of course, where was my dad? Not inside.
So he was
not outside.
He was inside at the
nursing
living
home.
Facility.
Yes, he was looking out the window, and I told him the exact kind of car. Then he goes to the car once he finally does make it outside, because I have to call him, and he's like, my name is Cliff. And they're like, well, I'm picking up Amy.
Oh,
and
that's
he's like,
confusing
oh, well,
thing
that's
too.
Not for me. And I told him, Dad, it's under my Uber account. It'll be Amy.
Because I'll get in Mike D will order a car, and I'll get in, and they're like, Miguel? And I'm like, they're like, you're really white. You're Miguel? I'm like, trust me, we're good.
Right.
But that's working for you?
Yeah, it's really working out. So I just wanted to give Uber a shout out.
Because they need it. They definitely need it. Yeah.
Hey, what's the hat?
Lunchbox?
Well, my wife was starting a new show on Netflix, and it was like a mini docu-series about cheerleading, and I was like, listen, I'll suck it up and I'll watch it with you just because I'm a good husband. I'm all in. It's called Cheer, and it follows this like junior college in Navarro, Texas, or it's in Corsicana, and they're called Navarro, and they're like the best, won 12 national titles. And boy, we're going to Daytona for the championships, and I can't wait.
I have a lot of friends that love that show.
It's really good.
Yeah. Guys, too, that were forced to watch it, and they're like, yeah, I like it. Yeah, it's called. Yeah, it popped up in mine too.
Yeah,
that the left
cheer.
Part of the screen.
Called
it's,
Cheer.
92% positive audience score.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Hey.
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie?
Well, guys, my Netflix account got hacked. Like, I got emails yesterday morning saying that my password had been changed from Egypt, and I was like, what is happening? So I go to my Netflix, and yeah, all my profiles, which had been customized to me, my wife, all my kids, changed.
What?
They upgraded to Ultra HD. Somebody was enjoying my Netflix.
Good for you.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, I called Netflix. We took care of it. We're good. It's secure now.
All of his last viewed are all Egyptian shows.
Man, that's scary.
Crazy, right?
They didn't charge you, right? Like, you're good?
No, I'm good. I'm all good right. with that.
Hey!
Hey, what's the hat?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
So many things happened last night. Let me say this. LSU wins a national championship. Yay.
Yeah.
We haven't mentioned that yet. Raymundo did earlier, but the Million Dollar Show was last night.
Even better. Yeah.
Depends who you talk to. So
there were some people there just enjoying both.
On their phone?
Yeah.
Well, we had like a screen up on the side too.
I saw that.
Yeah.
So Eddie and I are in a band called The Raging Idiots. And it's really a comedy act, but then we start to bring the rest of our band. We form a full band, and last night was just insane, raising money for St. Jude. Everybody from, we had surprise acts that showed up. Sam Hunt showed up. Foreigner showed up, which, Eddie, sing the Foreigner song.
I want to know what love
is. I want to know what love is. I want you to show me. So they showed up and played. Sawyer Brown showed up and played. Brooks and Dunn obviously showed up and played. Brett Young. It was just a massive night. And so we're still trying to get pictures up because I didn't get to bed till about 1 this morning.
Yeah, there's a lot.
But just appreciate everybody who came. And there is a $10 text line to St. Jude because we're going to put together a whole radio special. But, you know, we do so much with the Radiothon, and you guys become partners in Hope. But what we're going to do now is we're going to give you the text line. It's just a $10 donation. So you can text the word GIVE to 50333. And you can give $10 to St. Jude. It's just a one text thing. G-I-V-E, GIVE to 50333. And I'm going to play you a performance from last night's show because it was so good. Heath Sanders was working on an oil field. And that's his name. He's one of the new artists that I brought on the show. Was literally working on an oil field, drove to Nashville, just signed a major record deal in the last week or so. So happy for him. And he came out and he did Faithfully. Now, this is from the Ryman last night. The Raging Idiots, we're doing all the instruments and we're doing, we're doing all the background vocals.
Wait, can you say one more time about what he was doing like before?
No, he was just playing in a bar working on an oil field.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he came to Nashville. And
I just
then,
want to make sure people hear how crazy that story
he's
is.
He's not like a guy who was, you know, playing music all around town until he finally made it. He had a real job because he was like, I gotta pay the bills.
It's mm-hmm. almost like he didn't know if he was going to do this as a career.
Yeah, no.
Like, even if he wanted to chase that.
Yeah. Well, he was chasing it playing local bars in Arkansas. But he was like, I have to work because I have to pay the truck payment.
Yeah.
And he didn't have mom and dad to give him a bunch of money. So he's like, I got to work. And so he's now signed a major deal. And I wanted him to come up and play last night. And this is, his name is Heath Sanders. This is from the Ryman last night. This is Faithfully on the Bobby Bones Show.
Who knows that? Highway wrong. Into the midnight sun, the wheels go round and round, you're on my mind. Restless heart, sleep alone tonight, I'm sending all my love along the wire. Say that the road ain't no place to start a fire. Right down the line, it's been you and me. Love in a music man ain't always what it's supposed to be. Oh, girl, stand by.
Let's hear y'all. You ready?
I'm forever.
Beautiful.
Faithfully. Circus life unto the peak top world. We all need the clowns to make us smile. Always another show. Wondering where I am, lost without you. And being apart ain't easy on this love affair. Two strangers learn to fall in love again. I get the joy.
Oh,
All right, that was Heath Sanders last night at the Ryman. The band playing is us, the Raging Idiots. And there is no auto-tune on that. That's literally a feed we took from the house last night. There was no that never went into a studio.
Crazy.
Right.
It never touched a recording studio. It went straight from the Ryman last night to the radio this morning. His name is Heath Sanders. I don't know how people don't just play that version, Heath Sanders live at the Ryman. Wait, Heath Sanders and the Raging Idiots.
Oh, yeah, right. Yeah,
don't forget that part.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you got to give us props, dude. We sound pretty good,
right,
too. Like, but it was just, and he sat there, and he was going to walk off, and they were giving him a standing ovation. And I was like, nope, stay here and just take this. And I told Eddie before the show, I said, Heath's going to get a standing ovation because he just is so good. And so he played. His name is Heath Sanders. Remember that name. And then I kind of pushed him back on stage, and the crowd just cheered, and it was really amazing. So Heath Sanders is the real deal for sure. Right?
Yeah. I mean, the night was full of amazing moments, but that for sure is pretty special.
Your son met Sam Hunt?
He did, yeah. Sam, after he played, hung out a little bit, and he signed some posters and guitars or whatever, and I said, my son was just staring at him, said, do you want to meet him? And he's like, yeah, I want to meet him. So I went up, I said, Sam, would you... This is my son. He'd like to meet you. He's like, so Sam talked to him for about, you know, a couple minutes or whatever. And my son was just kind of blank faced, you know, shook his hand. And you can tell, like, deep inside, he was really feeling a lot of emotions. Because I imagine he's going to school today to tell all his friends that he hung out with Sam Hunt last night.
Yeah.
Right? You know, like, he had no expression in his face, except I knew deep inside he was really excited.
That's cool.
And Sam hung out way after the show was over. I mean, when I was changing clothes and packing up, Sam was still hanging out. And Sam had some of his family that were fans of the show.
Did you meet his brother?
Well, I know his brother.
Okay.
And his sister-in-law.
Yes, and they're, I had no idea.
They had Pimp and Joy shirts on.
Huge fans of the show.
Yeah.
Yes, they were so excited. They said, she told me that he surprised her with tickets to the Raging Idiots Million Dollar Show for Christmas. But Sam was a surprise guest.
Well, we talked about that on stage last night.
Right.
I said, Sam was going to buy tickets to the show.
Yeah.
And then we asked him to play and close out the show. And he's like, oh, he told his brother and sister-in-law.
Well,
he's
like, that's what she said, that at Christmas, she's like, yeah, we're going to the Million Dollar Show. It's at the Ryman. And Sam goes, I think I'm playing that.
Yeah.
So they already had tickets before. So it was just funny, but I had no idea. So shout out to them. They listen a lot.
We're going to make this this whole show last night a special eventually. I don't want to give away too much of it yet, but all for St. Jude. And if you're listening, you can text the word give to 50333. It's a one-time $10 donation. So that's all for St. Jude. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but do we have Neon Moon, Raymundo up?
Yep.
Let me have like 15, 20 seconds. Because last night...
I haven't heard any of these.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, well, first of all, I didn't get home until like 1 a.m.
Right. Yeah, me too.
And then I just listened to a lot of them because even that Heath Sanders performance, again, I'll say the word literally again because I mean it. Like, literally, it did not go to a recording studio. It came straight from the recording. And Scuba Steve sent it right to me, and we're like, boom, put it on the air. And so we're playing last night, and I think everybody's like super hyped for Brooks and Dunn. The room had just reached that level, and they were playing right in the middle of the show. And man, when they came out and started playing, it was like two larger than life figures. Eddie and I spread our microphones, and you know, Ronnie was next to me on the left, and Kix was next to Eddie on the right. And they were in the middle, and we took off and did My Maria, and then we did Boot Scootin' Boogie, and then we did Neon Moon. Here's a little bit of us doing Neon Moon live last night.
The sun goes down on my side of town. That lonesome feeling comes to my door. The whole world turns. Oh, blue.
It's crazy, man. You'll get it all. But there were times where Eddie and I would look at each other and be like, is this even real?
Well, I think a lot of times, too, Bones and I, you know, we're on stage, so we feel like we should be looking at the crowd. We weren't. We were looking at them the whole time.
Yeah, we were fanning out a little bit. And the thing, too, we were on stage last night, Eddie and I, for 3 hours. There was no break.
Right.
We played every song for three. And I went to Eddie about 2.5 hours into it. And I was like, because we took our ears out. And I was like, hey, man, are you tired? Because some of those actually get so excited for, and your adrenaline's going up and down, up and down. And Eddie's like, yeah. And I'm like, me too. We're almost done, though. We can get through it. And
all right.
Kane Brown came out, and it was great. And then Sam Hunt came down and just closed.
Oh, yeah.
Closed shop.
It was so awesome.
So it was great. More to come.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
Let's go over to our producer, Raymundo. Raymundo, what you got over there?
21 Saudi students are going to be expelled from the U.S. following an investigation into the Saudi military officer who killed three at the Naval Air Station in Pensacola last month. The students will be expelled because of the things on their internet search history and social media posts. In other news, LSU beat Clemson 42-25 for the national title. Congrats to them. And finally, Toyota recalled 700,000 vehicles to fix the fuel pumps. Owners are going to be notified by mail in the next couple months. Bobby Bone,
come on. I brought my piano in the studio today. I've been practicing a lot, so I've set this up. I'll play you a famous country song on my piano. Just name the song.
Oh, cool.
Amy... Lunchbox, producer Eddie. These are all from different time periods, but they're all major hits. Are you guys ready?
We're ready.
Ready.
Piano song number one.
I'm in.
I hear it.
Anything.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, I got it 100%.
All right. 5 seconds.
Oh.
Now you hear it?
All right, Amy?
I hear something. Woman, amen?
No, I'm sorry. Oh.
Amy.
What is it?
Lunchbox.
Need you now.
No. Eddie, you can win this in one piano.
Is this for the win?
Yeah.
Body like a back road.
Hey, Raymond, to play it again. Wow, that was a quick game. Here.
Woman, amen. I hear it now, of course.
Fast as I can.
Yeah.
Going 15 in a 30. I ain't in no hurry. By the way, I'm not really playing this in case those are wondering.
Oh, I thought you were going to go with it.
All right, let's do another one. Eddie, you won the first one.
Yeah.
Here you go. Next up.
Yeah, I'm in for the win.
Lunchbox?
Girl crush.
Amy?
Girl crush.
Eddie?
Girl crush.
Good. All right. How about this one?
I got a girl crush. Hate to
one more.
Admit.
Can you name this on piano?
I'm in for the win.
Wow.
Lunchbox?
The dance.
Amy?
The dance.
Nice. Eddie?
The dance.
Wow. Let's do another one then.
Our lives. Are better left in jail.
All right, let's do one more, Ray.
I'm in. Come on, Amy.
I'm in.
All right, Lunchbox?
Die a happy man, Thomas Amy? Rhett.
Just happy man. Happy man.
why would you do that?
Eddie?
Die a happy man.
Shoot. Yeah.
Okay. Just man.
I'm going to just go with die. Eddie is our winner, though. There he is.
Yeah.
Nice job, Eddie.
Oh, I won the first one.
There's only one game.
Yeah. I won the game.
He won the game.
The first one I got right.
And also, you didn't miss another one, so even if we were keeping score the whole time, right. You would have won.
Oh, I see what you're
okay.
saying.
You won two games, Eddie. Yay! There he is. Alarm drivers on a Northern California highway spotted a young girl Saturday evening in a vehicle holding up a handmade sign that she just took and wrote, "Help me, she's not my mom. Help."
Oh my gosh.
I know. What would you do if you saw this?
Call 911.
After motorists on Highway 99 south of Elk Grove called 911, CHP officers and a K-9 unit performed a high-risk stop. I mean, talking about gun, the whole thing.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Then they discovered the girl was just being funny.
No.
And made a sign as a prank.
Mom didn't even know.
The mom didn't know. The girl like wrote it and like held it up.
Can you imagine, Amy, if you were the mom?
How old was this girl?
If Stashira ever did that to me, which I wouldn't want to pass her.
It's in big black Sharpie on a piece of notebook paper.
Oh my goodness.
And it says, "Help me, she's not my mom."
I mean, that's one way to get back at your mom.
Terrible and hilarious, both.
Terrible.
Terrible, right.
But also,
of course.
I could see a little bit hilarious, but very terrible.
Terrible, but hilarious.
Hopefully they
Nobody
have a good
hurt.
Relationship and then, you know, 10, 20 years from now when she's an adult, they'll look back and laugh. Remember that time?
But, I don't know.
But I mean,
how do you know that's funny?
It could be one of those, like, we don't talk about that.
Right. Oh, man.
It's like, are we really going to go there?
I just think, though, if you're driving down the road and you see that, you for sure call 911.
Yeah. Yes, you have to.
And if you're a cop, you for sure treat it like a kidnapping situation where they have someone hostage.
Unless you research, like, well, I don't know. Maybe you can.
It doesn't say how old she is.
It doesn't. Just a juvenile, so I don't know.
She's got to be at least 11, right? Like 10 or 11 and up.
Yeah.
Because that handwriting's pretty good. And that's to crazy. Think of that. And to think of that. That's like second level prank.
Oh, you think it's genius.
That's like, well, it's not genius.
No, that's why I'm like.
You shouldn't do it, but it's second level prank.
No, my daughter's 12, and she would do that maybe thinking that it's funny. She's kind of a jokester. She makes jokes to me all the time. She likes to, like, act like she's choking and pass out. And then I'll... Now I
I'm just thinking about it even more. Like,
now,
I would be so mad if my son did that.
Yeah, of
but
course
really,
you would.
Like, a year later, right?
Would you laugh cool. at
but,
all?
Hey, but a year later, right? Fast forward calendar year.
I don't know, because you got to think you're driving. You get pulled over. Like, what?
But a year later, after it all
they
goes
probably
down.
Cuffed and stuffed him. Like,
yeah. I mean, probably threw spikes out.
After a year later, though, Eddie.
I don't know. This is a bad one.
Why are you laughing so much?
Because it's funny.
Okay.
It's hilarious.
Check out the newest episode of the Bobbycast. Shay Mooney from Dan and Shay came by the house. We did an hour-plus long interview. He talked about growing up in Natural Dam, Arkansas, 500 people population.
Like, it says 511, but that's been there since I've been a kid. Unless there are people that are literally living underground, I've never seen 500 people there.
What kid were you in high school? What were you known as? Shay is the... Were you the singer?
Yeah, a little bit.
The trait that people knew most about you was what?
Probably, honestly, more that I was kind of like the funny guy, I would say. Because I didn't, like, sing a ton. I did. Like, I was definitely kind of known for that. But I was definitely the class clown, I would say.
Yeah, check out the Shay interview.
He is so funny.
Yeah, real funny. Yeah, and then you really get to see it because it's just me and him.
Yeah.
So if you love Dan and Shay, check it out. Search for Bobbycast whenever the show is over and listen to that interview. I'm pretty proud of it. And I've known Shay forever. It's good. It's just crazy to see one of your people blow up. Like, we've got to see him from nothing to now they're selling out arenas and having to do multiple nights. It's really that's the first kind of group of people we've seen go from nothing and make that full climb. Mm. So it's good. Search Bobbycast. That's my interview show.
Bobby Bone Show. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Tim McGraw announced his 2020 Here on Earth tour with Midland and Ingrid Andress as special guests. Plus, he announced two stadium dates in September where Luke Combs will also join him. It all kicks off July 10th in New York. Little Big Town is looking forward to spending some time in cities on their upcoming tour.
I'm really looking forward to spending multiple nights in cities this time. We haven't really ever done that, and I think it's going to be great to kind of settle into cities and maybe get out, eat some great food, you know, the local fare, and really get to kind of experience the cities more. A lot of times you're just in and out and just for a few hours, so I'm excited about that part. I think it's going to be fun.
Luke Combs is feeling really grateful for everything that's happened in his career.
I'm just super, super thankful for everything that's happened so far, and I'm definitely not asking questions as to why it happened or trying to remake any of that magic, whatever that may have been.
I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So I've got an update to Eddie's What's the Haps when he shared how there was this VHS, or a VCR that was purchased at a thrift shop, and inside was a VHS tape of a kid taking his first steps. And so the guy that bought the VCR was like, okay, I need to get this back to this family because this is special. So it went viral on social media and the news picked it up. It was on TV. Well, the mom saw it on TV and she was like, huh. That's my son taking his first steps. So they were able to get the videotape back to the kid that was actually walking. He's 26 years old now. And for him, it was super special because get this, he said it's the first time he's been able to see him, his dad, his brother all together in a room at the same time because they haven't had that in years for whatever reason. Didn't elaborate, but very special for him to have that.
Eddie, did you know that?
Yeah, I didn't know this at all. Tyree, that's the kid.
Yeah.
Well, he's 26 now. It's the man.
That's the man.
Yeah, it's the man.
That's a good update. There you go. That's cool. What it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Cartersville, Georgia. A 30-year-old man needed two new tires for his car, and he's like, I'll wait till they close, breaks into the tire shop. He's getting them down off the rack, and a stack of tires falls on him, and he's stuck.
Oh, man. Oh, like, how funny is that? Does he do
himself.
Like that 200 hours thing where he breaks his arm to get out?
That's his only way out.
Why do we keep calling it the wrong? It's like 500 and...
What is it,
525 like? Days.
Wait, hold on. Everybody relax. What is it? 127
hours. That's a hard number to remember.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why do I think 127?
Yeah,
we'll get it right from here on out.
You know you're going to jail, right?
Right.
So do the 127, break your leg, get out of there.
Instead, he gets his cell phone and calls 911 and says, I need help.
Oh, my God.
Luckily, he could get to his phone.
Yeah. He could have been pinned and just died.
Maybe, I guess if it, like, his throat, like his breathing.
Yeah.
Well, this guy's got a full neck tattoo, too, wrapped all the way around his head. He's for sure the kind of guy that breaks into a tire place and steals tires. For sure, that's him right there. All right, Lunchbox.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
I was talking to Raymundo's girlfriend. Sorry. Fiance. At the watch party this weekend.
I do the same thing. It's tough to say fiance for 9 months. 10 months.
And she was like, hey, you're coming to the wedding. And you said the date on the air, right? So I can say that?
Yeah.
I put in my calendar.
She told me that. She said you're actually excited about it.
Yeah. I was like, as soon as you tell me the exact date, I'm putting it in. So I've put in my calendar, October 24th. Now, other details I'm not going to share, but let me say this. Baller.
Yeah!
Do you know about the stuff that's happening?
I do, and it's baller.
Holy crap.
What are you guys talking about?
Eddie doesn't know yet.
I don't really know too many people unless she said something wrong.
Okay. Ray didn't tell me. She told me.
She told me.
I tell you, it's after. I'll tell you when we get. It's just things like private wedding things.
Okay.
That I'm sure he'll share in time.
But the fact that you guys are calling it baller, oh, like, let me say what this. Is this?
Oh, like it's
baller.
Yeah.
Super special baller. Okay. Yeah.
So that being said, you guys are starting to put details together, like all the little things, and you guys decide on a first dance song already.
Mm-hmm. She, for whatever reason, she wants to keep shoring stuff up, so she has a list on Pinterest of stuff that we have to get done, so every week I feel like we're knocking stuff out, but she goes, hey, we gotta do the first dance song.
Did you guys both come up with songs, or did she just pitch you a song?
Yeah, so I wanted Big Big Plans, Chris
big,
Lane.
Big plans.
She said it's really not a first dance song, so I was fine with it, I gave up. For whatever reason, you ready for this one? This is the one we went with.
Okay, so here it is. Here, hold on. This will be Ray and Bay, Raymundo and Bay's first dance song at the wedding. Amy, you know what that is?
Yes.
Taylor
Swift. And it's a good song.
Why that song, Raymundo?
There's a part in it right there where it says, ladies and gentlemen, please stand. It almost sounds like it's supposed to be a first dance song. And that's really what it's about. Couples, ups, downs, end of the day, you're lovers. I think it's a romantic song. I don't know if my parents, people like that, will like it. They probably wanted a classical one, but I think this song will hold up for 20, 50 years, however long we're married. Forever.
Well,
there you go.
If you're happy with it, and mostly if she's happy with it.
Oh, she loves it.
So do you get to pick something now in exchange?
I picked the hashtag.
Oh, what is it?
Oh, hold on.
Is it?
Do we want to share it today or want to hold off?
Whatever you guys want to do.
We'll do the hashtag today. What's the hat? Is it Ray and Bay?
No, that was an option. Ray and Bay's big day.
Oh, that would have been a good one.
That was one of the tops. But
wow, you have a better one?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So since my last name's Slater, we ended up going with 6 years Slater.
six years later. Yeah.
But 6 years and then another Slater.
Yeah,
6 years Slater.
In the hashtag, it'll make sense to you. But as long as you know my last name, Slater, that's a hilarious hashtag.
And they've been dating for 6 years.
Yeah. And it's funny.
Kind of cute.
It is funny. Yeah, it's funny. I like it.
And it's a bash on me, so I'm all for that. I think it's great. Hey, I did take 6 years. Yeah, make it the hashtag.
6 years Slater. Ray and Bay's big day, also a good one.
True.
What else? You come up with any other ones?
Those are really the two that popped.
Both good. I like 6 years Slater. And it's an acquired taste.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I like that too. Ah, good for you. Are you excited about it?
No. I mean, in 10 months, yes, I'm going to be so ecstatic. But there's so much building that goes into this. I never realized all the ins and outs and details. It's not just like, oh, you go and decide what keg you want. It's more than that. Do you want a design? Do you want it to be in a rolling trolley truck? Do you want them to provide the bartenders? What? I got to decide all this stuff?
What's the next thing we're going to do with him? Don't we have another one of these? Oh, Ray's going to, in the next, probably not tomorrow, but the next day, he's going to tell us how many groomsmen he's putting in.
Yeah!
So.
And if any of us are going to be in there.
I don't know that we're going to make him decide that now.
Okay.
Make him.
Because he's going to have to decide at some point.
Yeah, so that'll be next. Groomsmen?
Yeah.
Good. All right, well, congratulations, bud.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Bobby Bones. Yeah. Show. All right, sit up straight for this interview because we have a high-level executive on the phone. This is the president of National Geographic Global Television Network. Amy, she doesn't work here, but she can fire us both. I don't know how that's going to happen. She has that big of a title. Courtney Monroe great. On the phone. That's it. Yeah. Here she is. Hi, Courtney.
Hi. Hi, Bobby. How are you? This is such a treat for me personally. I'm such a big fan of yours and the whole team, so thanks for having me.
Well, I'm super happy you're on because we'll start with talking about the show tonight because tonight on Nat Geo at 10, 9 Central, I'm going to be on Running Wild with Bear Grylls. And I'll say this. I don't think I'm famous enough to be on this show. Because as I look at all the people, it's Joel McHale, Channing Tatum, Rob Riggle. And here's what I know, is that on the phone with us right now is the only reason I got to be on the show. Courtney, is that true? Tell the truth.
It's a little bit true. I mean, here's the thing. I knew you would be the perfect guest for this show, but I had some convincing to do. You're right, because, you're the first to admit, maybe you're not the biggest global celebrity name, so my team wasn't completely convinced. But I knew you'd be the perfect guest, and I'm right, because honestly, your episode is the best episode of the season.
Oh, wow!
Hold on,
how do we measure that?
Do you say that to all the girls, Courtney? Come on.
Yes. To all the girls. Here's the thing. Here's why. It's because here's what viewers want to see in this show. They want to see people who are willing to go out of their comfort zone, to be super vulnerable, be really authentic, you know, when they talk to Bear Grylls in these really extreme and arduous situations. And that's who you are every day. And a lot of the celebrities that go on the show, they're great. And they get outside their comfort zone, but they're a little more cautious and they're a little less willing to kind of just lay it all out there. And you really do. And I also think this show plays right into the core of who you are and the example you set for people, which is you can overcome adversity and you can overcome fear all the while radiating positivity and gratitude, which you do. And I think that Bear was really taken by you. And I think that your fans are going to love seeing you like this tonight.
Wow.
On the phone right now, Courtney Monroe, the president of National Geographic Global Television Networks. This is probably the biggest wig we've ever had on. Of all the wigs, this is probably the biggest wig we've had.
I don't think you usually have wigs on, though. Like, nobody really wants to talk to, like, the business people, you know?
I do, because she told the people to put me on the show, and they did. And let me ask you this. After we filmed, were they still like, it went up. What did they say afterward?
After the film, they said, like, my favorite words, which is, Courtney, you were right. They loved it. They loved it. And I think I think you're talking to Bear. I think when you talk to Bear, he will tell you. I mean, this is the reason that I say I thought you were going to be the best guest is the reason that people think this is one of the very best episodes. The other thing that your viewers should know and you should know, so this show used to air on NBC, and now it airs on National Geographic, which, by the way, it airs globally. Like, this episode will air in over 460 million homes around the world and 172 countries around the world. It will be translated in 45 different languages.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of people are going to see the show. So, but when it was on NBC, it was a great show, similar format. Bear's amazing. But I think it's found its rightful home on Nat Geo. And in keeping with our brand, we sort of upped the level of adventure. We go to more remote locations. We force people like you to do more extreme survival. So congrats on being part of the more hardcore version of Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
I'm going to tell you, there's one part, and I don't want to spoil it. I thought that, and there's no hyperbole here when I thought I might die. I thought I might be the first person to ever die on this show. And again, that's
that would have been so bad. I would have been so bummed about that.
But they
She's being honest.
Yeah. But my knees were shaking on the inside. You know how you see cartoons and our legs are like wobble, wobble, wobble? This was happening to me in this show. And Amy, you've seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Where I didn't know if I could really do it. But I'm not kidding because I emailed Courtney right afterward. I felt such intense pressure to really just attack everything fully because I knew she put herself on the line to get me on this show. Mm-hmm. So
that's incredibly nice of you to say. Also, you had the worst weather that anybody had. It was so bad. It was like cold, wet, and miserable. I felt really badly as I watched the episode for the first time, advocating for you, because a part of me was like, oh God, this doesn't actually look like it was that much fun. But I think it's really inspiring to see you in that. In those circumstances, I was listening to the show last week and I heard Amy talk about how moved she was by the show and how much she loved it. So I thought, if Amy loves it, everyone's going to love it. And this is what I also think we should do. I think we should challenge all of your listeners and fans to make it the most watched episode of the season. Like, you should be bigger than Channing Tatum and bigger than Brie Larson and bigger than Rod Riggle. So everybody should tune in tonight so that it's the highest rated, most viewed episode of the season. What do you think? Let's prove everybody wrong.
Wait, everybody hates me? She's like, let's prove everyone. No, wait, everyone?
No, not your fans. People, I'm telling you, it is now unanimous here. I hope none of the other celebrities that were on the show this season are listening, and I hope none of the future celebrities that we want to book are listening right now, but I'm telling you, the consensus is yours is the best episode of the season.
Well, thank you. On Instagram, it's Nat Geo. Let me ask you this, because Courtney Monroe, the president of Nat Geo, is on. Is this true? You persuaded Leonardo DiCaprio to let Nat Geo distribute his climate change documentary by promising that you would spread it everywhere.
Yes, that is true. And the best moment of that was when I told him that. He said, oh my gosh, Courtney, you just made my dreams come true. And I thought, I just made Leonardo DiCaprio's dreams come true. Like, how cool is that? But yes, he did a climate change documentary, and that's an issue that's really important to National Geographic, and we felt like the best thing we could do to support that film was to just make sure that everybody could see it for free, so we distributed it everywhere, YouTube and Facebook and on television, on our website, so yes.
Where did you hang out with him?
Oh, I got to hang out with him. By the way, I don't really get to hang out with celebrities, but I did get to hang out with him at the Toronto International Film Festival where we first premiered it, and it was pretty cool, I have to say. He's a really nice guy, and he's really, really passionate about the issue, genuinely so, and very grateful to National Geographic, so that was a really good experience.
Have you met Jay-Z?
I've not met Jay-Z. Mm. I really haven't.
How about Katie Couric?
Yes, I've met Katie Couric. We have done shows with Katie Couric. I've met Alex Honnold, Free Solo, the documentary that won an Oscar last year. That's a Nat Geo documentary. Alex Honnold is one of the celebrities on Running Wild with Bear Grylls this season. I love Alex. Great episode. Not as good as your episode.
Oh, come on. All right, well, there she is. I can't take any more of the flattery, so we're going to cut it there. Courtney Monroe, who does not have Instagram or Twitter, as far as I know. Is that true?
No, I do. I have Instagram, but it's like mostly my kids and stuff. So.
Oh, it's like super private?
No, it's not private.
Oh, you want to share it with our listeners?
No, it's not important. It's more important that people follow you and watch you on National Geographic. I'm right. Boring. Nobody needs to follow me.
Right. Tonight, 10, 9 Central. I'll be on, and Bear Grylls will be on later today too. And so thank you. I
thank you for being such a good sport, Bobby. Thank you for going on the show. Thank you for being such a good sport when you were on the show. We're just really grateful, and I can't wait for your fans to watch.
Thank you, Courtney. Talk to you soon.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. There she is, Courtney Monroe. Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. No pressure. Please, everybody watch.
Yeah. I mean, yes, we have to. That's amazing though. I mean, she's saying that it's like unanimous basically over there in the Nat Geo office that your episode is the best. Is that kind of crazy? Is that the first time you've heard, or did she text you that or anything?
No, I just don't believe when people say that. Regardless,
you think she's saying that to everybody? I don't think so.
No, I don't.
But especially if she stuck her neck out on the line to
get
you
on. For sure she
did
that. Because again, it's a global show.
Yeah.
People are going to be like, what is, people in like Japan are going to go, what's country music? It's not even going to be about just me. They're like, well, he does, who is he and what does he do? I don't even know what any of that is. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So 2020 has more new dating terms that are out there, and I feel like you need to know what these are.
Okay, go ahead. Number one.
Glamboozled, which is when you get fully done up for a date only to have your plans fall through last minute.
Oh, I've been glamboozled a few times.
Totally ready to go?
Yeah. Oh. And like, oh, can't do it. Or, oh, yeah, that was, I've been glamboozled. Didn't have a name for it till now. What else?
Well, have you ever been dial-toned?
I don't know what that is.
Well, dial-toning is when you give someone your number, they reach out, and you never reply.
They just get the it's like they're getting the dial tone.
Oh, you do it to them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You've never dial-toned somebody?
I don't think I've ever been a part of that experiment.
Yeah.
No one's ever not answered, and I've always answered if I've given someone my number. So I'm okay in that one. What else?
Fleabagging?
Sounds dirty. Oh, is it after the show? Is it like the wrong person?
It's, yes. Someone who consistently dates people that are wrong for them.
Yeah. It's like from Fleabag the show.
Oh,
that's what
okay,
she does.
Okay, okay.
Yeah. What else?
White clawing.
Is that dating Ray Mundo, but now he's...
No, no, no. Think about it. Have you ever dated someone... Oh, this is how they put it, not me. Who was painfully attractive, but had little else to them. Like, their looks were there, but the spark just wasn't. If you're staying with someone like that, you are white clawing them.
But I don't understand where the white claw reference comes in.
I don't know.
By the way, Raymundo, my refrigerator is so full of white claw from Christmas party. If you want it, you have to...
I'm coming.
You can have it, but...
I got to get a pallet.
I'm going to have to donate it...
Forklift?
To, like, the cafeteria, the kids' cafeteria nearby.
I'm coming.
Okay. What else?
Okay, lastly, cosplaying. So cosplaying is reaching out to an ex after you've broken up only to ask for a favor. So you're not reaching out to be like, hey, what are you doing? You want to hang out? You're like, ooh, kind of need your help.
I've done that a bunch, but you not have. In a bad way. I'm like, hey, Lindsay, will you fix my guitar?
Oh, but what's the cosplaying from? I don't...
Cosplay is when you act like something, like you put on a costume and act like that person.
Oh.
I don't understand what that is, but that's what cosplay. Like, you can
maybe
cosplay
it's like you text like, hey, you kind of act like you're interested in something, but really it's because you need something.
Oh, I don't do that part. I'm just like.
You're not like, hey, Lindsay, you
want to
go
out? Just bought a new guitar. Will you help me restring this? Or like, what do I need to do to have it rebuilt? That kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay, what else you got?
So those are terms to look out for if you're dating in 2020. And speaking of dating, there's this 44-year-old billionaire in Japan who is looking for a girlfriend. And after he picks someone, their first date will be a trip to the moon.
Really?
Again, yeah, he's a billionaire.
Can you just go to the moon like that?
Well, he, yeah. I guess he can. If you're interested, he's looking for single women over 20. Applications are due by Friday. And naturally, all of this will be covered by a reality show.
You can just go to the moon, though, if you have enough money? I didn't think that was a thing. Like, regardless of how much money you had, you could just get a ride up.
I don't know.
Well, doesn't the Virgin guy go?
I think he built a spaceship, but I don't know.
There's something going on.
You have all the money in the world. You can do whatever you want.
There's another billionaire in Canada that's actually housing Meghan Markle and Prince Harry right now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
That's the compound they're staying in.
So that way they
that's why we need to be millionaires.
They
go
have
to the
a
moon,
place to stay.
Hang out with the royal family.
Is that their version of being self-sufficient?
Yeah,
find their billionaire friends. to live at their house for free. So people are turning their Christmas trees into Valentine's Day trees. So if you still have...
Well, how lazy is that? It's like, we're just going to shift it instead of tearing it down.
No, I think it's a cute idea. If your tree is still up, just shift the theme. You can swap out the red and green decorations for candy heart
I'm
ornaments.
I'm looking at it. It's actually real cute.
It is. Yeah. Cupid approved accessories.
Real cute. Who am I? Real cute?
It's Valentine's
Day. What's wrong with me?
Your tree's down, right?
My tree was down to 1201 to 26.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, I didn't know if you were going to embrace the pink Christmas tree, but...
I'll say this, too. Do you know that X in Xmas, actually X is the sign for Christ? Some people will go, don't replace Christmas. X is actually the sign for Christ.
Yes.
Like, there is no... Because I'll see on Facebook, let's stop replacing Xmas. Because if there aren't enough characters sometimes to put in a place, it's not taking Christ out of Christmas. X is literally the sign for Christ.
Mm.
So even if you would have said Xmas, it doesn't make sense saying it out loud.
It doesn't. I don't even know why.
It's a thing.
I was just reading. I don't know. In my head, I was saying Christmas. But yeah, there's a way to recycle your tree. I was thinking this might be good for teachers too. If they have a little tree up in their room, they could just switch it out year round. I mean, they could have a Halloween tree and a Thanksgiving tree and an Easter tree and a 4th of July. Yeah, all the trees. I mean, yeah.
In Greek, X is Christios, Jesus Christ. X is a representation of the word Christ.
There you go.
It's not someone taking Christ out of it. You know how things on Facebook just blow up and people start believing.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because I think a long time ago, and I used to hear this, and who knows, maybe it was probably even at church, but like that if you were doing that, the X was like a broken cross.
No.
And that was even, I know. Yes. I'm
and that's before
telling,
Facebook. We're believing stupid stuff before it even.
Yeah. I'm just telling you what would be told, and it was almost to like scare you from like abbreviating it. And maybe some people do that because they don't want to be reminded of the reason for the season.
No, nobody does that.
I don't know.
But again, that's what people do. Well, maybe somebody does, so we should keep spreading.
No, I'm not saying we should. I just know that I was told that, and now I'm like, why was I told that?
It's also like
true.
There is no war on Christmas. No one's saying don't say Merry Christmas. No one ever told me. No one ever says don't say Merry Christmas. The end.
Yeah.
Well, some people, depending on who they work for, they have to say Happy Holidays.
But I mean, I don't know it. Though. I've never met anyone that can't say Merry Christmas.
And I've never experienced that personally.
Ever. I've only heard people saying we're taking away Christmas, and I've never heard anyone actually
right,
try to take away Christmas.
Don't you say it's the people that are the loudest or the minority? It's only a few people that were saying that was it, but it caused like a huge, and the more you talk about it, it blows it up when it's really not even
I would
a
say
thing.
That is what happened.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, there you go. So,
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas. Hey, by the way, today is January 14th, in case you're wondering. But Merry Christmas. All right.
Okay, yeah, so maybe that's my pile.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There was a couple teenagers out in Canada. They're 16. They're out snowboarding, you know, hitting the slopes. And they get lost. And nightfall comes. They're like, oh my gosh, what are they going to do? They had to build a shelter. And luckily, one of them had their backpack with them. And they burned their homework as a source to keep the fire going until they're rescued the next day.
Wow. And then when they told the teacher, they're like, we don't believe it. Like, nah, right. Teach, we had to burn our homework to get back home. Nah, okay. yeah, that's a crazy story. Do you see the guy that got trapped and had to stomp out SOS?
Yeah,
in the snow.
His house burned down in Alaska.
And so he stomped out SOS with his feet. And then he ate pineapple.
Peanut butter.
And something to survive else. And something else.
For how long?
Oh, like a week?
Wow.
5 days, maybe something like that.
Man.
They showed the picture of the helicopter going over and seeing the SOS. And he used his feet and then stomped out the letters and then just chilled because he was snowed in. It couldn't move.
Mm.
Crazy. That's a good story, Lunchbox. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Coming up in about 20 minutes, we'll talk to Bear Grylls, survivalist, special forces. Bear Grylls, because I'm on Running Wild with Bear Grylls tonight at 10, 9 central on Nat Geo. I hope you watch the show. I'm pretty proud of the episode, so check it out. But Bear Grylls coming up. Over to Amy now with the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
Why did the lifeguard kick the elephants out of the pool? Because they kept dropping their trunks.
Oh, that's pretty good. There it is.
That was the Morning Corny.
Bobby Bones Show.
We gave our video producer Eddie a goal of reading just 15 minutes a night. Because you want to read more in the year.
I do. I'm not a reader, and I'd like to read a lot more, yeah.
And I think just putting your toe in the water is the easiest way to put your foot, then whole body.
Mm-hmm.
So we've given you the goal of 2 weeks, 15 minutes a day of reading.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Just 15 minutes a day, and I think that'll really get you acclimated to being a reader.
Do you think I can finish my book that I've selected in 2 weeks?
One, depends how thick the book is.
Pretty thick.
Two, I wouldn't put that pressure on yourself. Okay. I don't think it matters.
Thank you.
You can't, with any goal that you set that's going to take a while, don't look at the finish line. Just look at the next step.
Okay.
Look at the next 15 minutes. That's all you're doing.
Because the book that I picked was interesting.
Oh, here we go. Let's do it. And now for the book Eddie's going to read.
But it is a little long. It's a little thicker than I thought.
Oh, you have it with you.
I brought it with me.
Does that look thick and long to you? It looks normal.
Yeah, guys, I don't read.
Okay, what is that book?
Okay, so there's a movie about to be out about it.
What's the book?
It's called Just Mercy.
Okay.
So I've seen the preview of the movie, and I was like, that looks good, and I found out there's a book about it. So it's called Just Mercy, A Story of Justice and Redemption.
Ooh.
Yeah, so apparently this guy, he's in prison, convicted of murder, but this lawyer, Michael B. Jordan, in the movie.
Oh, I saw the preview for that.
Yeah, this lawyer thinks he's innocent, so he goes and tries to save him.
It's
based on
true
story or no?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, yay.
So doesn't that sound so good?
Yeah.
It sounds good to me if it sounds good to you.
Yes.
I wouldn't pick that up and read it. Now, I like biographies. But that's not for me. But if that sounds good to you, that's how you chase what's good.
As soon as I saw the preview, I was like, that looks like a good movie. And now I know there's a book about it.
And so then you're going to be that guy that read the book and then gets to go see the movie. And you'll be like, I read the book.
You're going to be the guy that goes, it's never as good as the book.
Right, that's it.
I've never been that guy before.
Perfect. Love that.
Now you can be that guy.
Okay, so all you have to do is read 15 minutes tonight.
Perfect.
Or today. Just make sure that you schedule it out.
Yes, 15 minutes a day.
we'll check back in a week or so and see how it's going.
Yes, and I won't watch the movie until I finish this book.
Well, you may never see the movie. I'm just kidding. That's true. Just kidding. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Bear Grylls.
Okay, on the phone is my hero and yours, calling us from... Hey, Bear, where are you right now?
I'm in Switzerland.
All right, here he is. Bear Grylls, everybody. Yeah. Switzerland. Yeah. Yes. Hey, how are you, man?
Keeping all right?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm excited that my episode finally gets to be seen tonight of when I almost died.
I know, so good. And what's fun is that now I'm in your territory. This is good. See, I looked after you in the mountains, and now you can look after me on the radio. How's all the radio stuff going?
It's going pretty good. I'm glad to be back here in Nashville. I got all my friends here. They all are big fans of yours after me coming back, telling them you're my new best friend. Do you tell all your friends I'm your new best friend too, or is that just me?
Of course.
Good, good.
We had such a fun time. You did so well on our journey. You know, it's a big old thing to always get thrown in the deep end.
Tonight at 10/9 Central on Nat Geo, Running Wild with Bear Grylls. It'll be my episode. My question for you is, has anyone ever quit while filming an episode of Running Wild?
We've had a few moments where people have said, I can't go on. I mean, I look back, you know, it's amazing. We've done, you know, 5 seasons of it now. But I think one of the hardest ones we ever did was the first one we ever did with Will Ferrell. And, you know, in those days... You know, we went to a remote place with you, but we've learned not to go to totally the other ends of the world because it's, you know, if you ask somebody to take 5 flights to get somewhere, it's a nightmare. You know? But in those days, we didn't know any better. Will came to the tip end of the Arctic. He was with me for 5 days instead of sort of, you know, 2 days. Poor guy, it was minus 45. He was almost naked after half a day. You know these shows are it's about the person getting to know these legends in a really fun sort of real way, and you were right in that category.
Bear Grylls on with us tonight on Nat Geo at 10/9 Central. My episode of Running Wild with Bear Grylls. So you got a pretty grueling schedule, and you tape in some crazy parts of the world. What's it like for your family and personal life?
You know, it's a bit of a dance. You know, we've got 3 young boys as well, so it's about not being away all the time. We try and carve out school holidays, so I'm around for those. And when they're at school, I go to school. You know, I go to work, and we all work hard. You know, the privilege of being able to make our own TV shows is that we can plan the year, and we have to learn sometimes to say no to staff. But you get to hang out with such amazing people and take, you know, people who never normally experience this sort of thing into remote, wild, difficult, cold. I mean, you had it cold. We had some terrible weather on your one. I mean, I look back on the season, I think, wow, Bobby Bowes, you had it hard. You know, we had horrible, horrible weather. And you learn about people when it's like that.
What did you learn about me?
Well, I learned that, first of all, you're relentlessly positive. You know, you are humble and honest enough to say, I've never done anything like this before, help. And we laughed a lot, and we kind of smashed through it. You know, I think I've learned with bad weather as well, when it's raining and it's windy, you just got to keep moving. You know, it's fatal. If you stop too long, everyone gets cold. But, you know, and you saw the pace we move. You know, we've got a small camera crew, and we just kind of, we gun it and go. And that's the key. And then when you do stop, it's going to end the day. We're going to make a fire. We're going to make a shelter. We're going to get, you know, warm in this thing, and then it's into the night stuff. But you did well. You know, you really do. You should be really proud of yourself, and especially that next day when we had that massive waterfall. I mean, you wouldn't be human if you didn't look over the edge of that. And it was what was it, like 600 foot or something crazy?
It was way more feet than I was ready for sure.
Well, both of us, you know, we swallowed hard and threw the rope, tied it off, and off we went. You know, but. You have faith. That's the thing. That's a great key ingredient, is trust and faith in each other in the wild. And you had that. And it was a pleasure to journey with you, my friend.
Bear Grylls is on with us right now. Let me ask you a general survival question or two. Are there literally health benefits to drinking your own urine?
Only if you're really well hydrated. If you're dehydrated and you're peeing out brown urine, that is pure waste product, it's not going to help you. But if you're well hydrated and you know now you're in a survival situation and you've got limited water and resources, if you're just peeing out clear pee, you can use that. That can help rehydrate you, even if you're mixing it with your water supply to make that water supply last longer. So So it depends how dehydrated you are. But in short, yes, it could save your life. But no, don't do it at home.
I mean, just for fun. I
pee in my water bottle the other day. I mean, it's not good.
Bear Grylls on with us from Switzerland right now. Hey, I want to ask you before we go about the parachuting accident that you had. I had only just read about this. So you're falling, you jump out of a plane and the parachute doesn't open all the way?
Yeah, I was in the military and I was in Southern Africa, I was jumping and I had just a canopy malfunction. And by the time, you know, I was trying to sort it out, it was too low to use reserve, smashed into the desert, broke my back in three places, and spent like a year in and out of military rehabilitation back in the UK, and, you know, had to finish my army service after that. But, you know, on the other hand, I got really lucky. You know, I should have died. I should have been paralyzed. You know, my back hurts a bit, but I'm up and I'm moving and I'm charging around and I'm grateful for life every day. And people ask me sometimes, they say, do you still jump? And the answer is, as you know, all the time. I mean, I was under a parachute today, literally an hour and a half ago, I was in the mountains here under a parachute. And it's embrace the difficult, keep moving forward, and towards the fears. That's been the lesson of life for me, towards the difficult stuff.
Amy, one question for Bear.
Oh, well, I mean, given that you were British SAS, like, what are your thoughts on Meghan and Harry leaving the, you know, the castle or whatever it's called? Do you know? Have you heard?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, even in Switzerland here, it's huge news. I feel sorry for the Queen. You know, she's a life of service, and that must hurt, but who knows what goes on in family dynamics, but I'm sad. I'm sad for that one.
Oh.
Well, Amy, you brought it down. Well, listen.
No, I didn't mean to bring it down, but that's his home, so I wanted to know. I mean, I'm curious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Running Wild with Bear Grylls tonight at 10, 9 Central. Everything that you see about this guy, Bear, as positive and as amazing as he seems, I was like, is this real or is this TV? And it is absolutely more so to meet him in person. And I hope you tell all your friends I'm your best friend. Like I tell all my friends, you're my best friend, Bear.
Yeah, you're so kind. And I love following each other on social media, following all the amazing stuff you're doing. America, wow, you're lucky to have the great Bobby Bones. But anytime you're over in Europe, come and look us up, my brother.
All right, there he is. Bear Grylls, have a good day, Bear. Woo-hoo! See you later. The Bobby Bones Show. Amy adopted her two kids from Haiti about 2 years ago. And their English is definitely getting a lot better. And yeah. I see it because I don't see them every day. You do. I bet it's harder to notice.
Yeah, and there's still times where people that are around, they don't understand anything they're saying.
I struggle sometimes with your son.
And I understand it all. And so for me, I feel like their English might be better than it actually is, or I've just grown to understand what they're saying.
One of my favorite questions to ask people in an interview if they know two languages is, what language do you dream in? Because that's still their main language when they're not conscious. So you asked this to your daughter.
I did.
Okay, here's Amy's daughter who's 12 now.
Yeah, and I didn't tell her any reason why I was asking. This is just the answer I got.
Okay, so do you dream in English or Creole?
I don't know.
Well, do you dream?
Not anymore.
Well, when's the last time you had a dream?
In the orphanage. In Haiti.
Well, so you didn't know English then, so I guess you were dreaming in Creole then?
It must be. But I don't think so.
You don't know? You didn't really dream. Was there talking?
But I did understand the language, though.
So I guess it was Creole.
I don't know. I don't even know.
What would you dream about?
About me running away with a girl in the sewer.
You would run away with your, like, a friend?
Yeah, in the sewer. And somebody was chasing us.
Oh. Was she a girl at the orphanage?
She was.
So she really didn't have an answer because she doesn't dream now.
She doesn't dream now. And I started to think, how do you go from dreaming to then not dreaming? And I started to, I think you have to be in a certain realm of sleep to hit dreaming. And sleep has been so hard for her when she gets here. And so now I'm probably dissecting this too much, but who knows? This is just my hypothesis after talking to her because I was like, why isn't she dreaming? And I wonder if she's just not getting to the right level of sleep that she needs to be, because she really struggles with sleep.
Well, I also don't dream.
Okay. And you
and I struggle with sleep a lot, and I've had a lot of PTSD issues and anxiety issues. And I'm not saying it's the same, but I don't know the last time I dreamed either.
Oh, wow. But you have nightmares.
Oh, when I dream, they're nightmares. And they're in English. Oh, yeah.
They're loud and clear.
They're in very English. And,
but
my dreams
from...
are always... Is she? My dreams are always someone breaking into my exact location. I'm never in a fairy tale land of being attacked. Wherever I am, I'm having the nightmare that I'm in that exact spot that someone's trying to get me, and I wake up and I don't know if it's a dream or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bit paralyzing, but not the same as her. I don't know that I would dissect it too much yet.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm not. But I'm like, oh shoot, did Bobby, me
but
asking her
too.
This question.
I thought
question,
that too when she was answering.
I know, because I was like, oh man, does this mean, because she even just, like this last night, she came to my door and she doesn't really ever do this. And she was like, I can't sleep. And she was frustrated. And so I said, okay, come get in bed. And so she crawled in bed and then she was able to fall asleep. But I don't know if she ever hit the dream state. Clearly not. But
what about your son? Does he still pee?
Yep.
Still, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you guys doing for that?
Just diapers.
Yeah?
Diapers. We try to work on it and then it gets so exhausting and overwhelming and he feels defeated and he wonders why he can't fix it and he wonders why he's not wrong with him. So then we go back to it just being like, oh, it's okay. This happens to people sometimes. Just throw on your diaper. It's no big deal. Instead
crazy,
of making
they're both struggling a bit in their sleep, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She feels like she's supposed to be up at night, but she's not. That's when she becomes alive.
I feel that way too. I come alive at night. I'm not a morning person at all. Well, I hate to hear that.
But it's fine. It's not to be a bad thing by any means. We're just curious what language she dreams in, and now we know she doesn't. So there you go.
And she was wrong. And also, there were times I didn't understand what she was saying, honestly.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, sure, I thought she was saying sword, and I didn't know what she was
sewer.
Saying. Sewer. No, I got that after a while.
Oh, I dissected the whole thing, but yeah.
Why? What do you think the sewer means?
Well, I mean, not that. I mean, what she was actually saying, because sometimes it's hard. But yeah. I mean, I was trying to think through who her friend at the orphanage and who was chasing them, and did someone really chase them at the orphanage? And is this a dream that happened? And she felt like she needed to get away. Yeah, that's
a lot.
I know it's too much.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
So Army Specialist Craig Hall lost a leg in an attack in Iraq in 2007. And I love people, organizations that help out our heroes. And this guy's been battling through physical problems, emotional problems. And he says now his life's in order. He's got a good job and a wedding on the way. But his goal in life has always been to own a home. So this program, Homes for Heroes, stepped in and just gave him a house mortgage free.
Oh, amazing.
Isn't that crazy? He says it's the biggest gift he's ever received and the biggest blessing ever too. And he just throws a big shout out to them. And we are too now, Homes for Heroes. And anyone that works with our veterans to help them out. And we've worked with Building Homes for Heroes, which is a similar program to help our military get homes. I want to shout out Army Specialist Craig Hall for serving us. And two, Homes for Heroes. I think that's awesome and like to give them a little time this morning. And that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
The average American spends between $1,500 and $2,500 a year on coffee, which is just a lot.
Wow.
But I guess if you go to Starbucks a few times a week, it really adds up because Starbucks is $31 a cup. So that's about right.
Yeah.
And I use K-Cups, Keurig or whatever, and that's pretty expensive. We'd probably go through like 6 cups a day.
Oh,
that's just $2,000 a year on coffee. Mm-hmm. That's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I want to, last night, you know, at the show, we met the winner of our Prizio thing that we did where it was like, you can put $10 in and win that picture that Ronnie Dunn took of me in cowboy gear. And so... they drew a winner. We didn't. The place did. And she came. I think she flew in from San Antonio and came to the show. I met her before the show. She's actually here right now in the studio. And so there she is. We're going to bring her in here. Hey, come on in. Here. So she didn't know she was going to be on the air. And so what is your name?
Hannah.
We're going to mic Hannah up. But it's weird and really cool to actually meet the people who win these contests, because I know I would think if I were in a contest, like, who really wins that stuff?
Right.
Right.
Oh, for sure. And she was there, like, with her dad, and they were hanging out. That's so cute.
He's watching back there.
Oh. How's it going?
Great.
How'd you
oh my
think,
gosh.
What'd you think of the show last night?
It was fantastic. It was so cool.
Where are you from?
I'm from Seguin, Texas, originally, so between Austin and San Antonio.
Do you listen on KJ or Case 101?
Now KJ, because I'm in San Antonio, so.
And you... put in and pay $10 for like a lottery ticket, mm-hmm. I don't know what they would call that, but like in the sweepstakes.
Yeah.
And then how do they contact you to say that you won?
They emailed me, and I thought, this is not real. Like, I thought I had been catfished. And
Russia
then,
hacking you, probably.
Yes, yeah. But, you know, I just, like, blindly sent my social to them and was like, there's a small chance this is real, or they're draining my bank accounts. I don't really know, but it worked out, so.
So then do you get on the phone with them?
Yes.
And what do they say to you? I've never won anything, guys.
I know.
This is amazing to me.
I'm curious.
It was amazing to me. Like, I sat on my couch and just stared at the email for I don't even know how long. I was like, there's no way this is real. But I sent in all my stuff and they said, like, all right, we've got your flight booked and the Bobby Bones Show will get in contact with you. So it was all like, it still feels kind of sketchy. Like, looking back, I'm like, there was very minimal contact with them, but it was real. It worked out. So
yeah, and I saw on her Instagram story, she said, I won the contest. I'm here. Holy crap. And I hadn't met her yet. So then we're at the Ryman and she comes up to the dressing room and I'm just getting ready for the show. And we hang out and she also met Leon Bridges in the hotel.
Oh, yes. That's cool.
Yeah. I was coming out of the elevator and he was walking in. And so I asked him if he was Leon Bridges. He was. So yeah, it was crazy. It was a wild night.
Did you have decent seats last night?
Yeah, we were up in the balcony, but we were like four rows back, and so we could see everything. It was unreal. It was so cool.
Highlight of the night for you?
Oh my gosh. Well, going backstage and meeting you back there was pretty cool. Like, I don't think I can top that, so.
If you had to, though, like, what act that you saw last night in the Million Dollar Show, what part of it do you think was like, wow?
Brooks and Dunn
wasn't probably it crazy?
Yeah, they were actually like my first concert at the San Antonio Rodeo, but this was, I mean, beyond anything I've ever experienced. So it was pretty cool.
Well, and then you had to decide who you were going to bring with you.
Yes.
Because you won the contest. And by the way, Hannah, right?
Yes.
Hannah's here and she is from Seguin, Texas. And she won that contest where Ronnie Dunn took a picture of me and then you pay $10 to St. Jude and they drew somebody. They email her, which I don't think I would have believed it, guys. I'm going to be honest. I would have got it and been like, stop it, Eddie.
messing with you.
And so, and she's here. She went to the show last night. She won the big picture that Ronnie and I took and signed and met you backstage. And you have to decide who you're going to bring with you. And you decided to bring
my dad
because
he is also a big fan of the show.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was between my dad and my husband. And then I was like, sorry, husband.
Your husband say about that decision?
He was cool with it. He knows that my dad's a fan, too. So he was like, he should go with you.
Amy, did you meet her last night?
I did. Okay. Yeah. And her dad. And we talked about, Seguin and all the things. And yeah, her running Leon Bridges. Yeah, I've heard this all. But one thing I do want to know is the picture that you won.
Yes.
Where are you going to put that?
Oh my gosh.
Along the front door?
About
like when people walk up to the front door?
Yeah, maybe the mantle. I don't know.
That's a great idea.
There you go. Okay. I mean, but that's super cool too that you are Brooks and Dunn was one of your first concerts and you got to see them last night and Ronnie took the picture of Bobby that you, it's like a good,
Insane. Well, I don't know how
thank you
real.
For listening to the show.
Of course.
I know you didn't think you were going to be on the air. I saw a text last night that she sent Morgan number one and she was like, hey, because she didn't win to be able to come up to the studio, but I was like, yeah, sure. But she texted Morgan number one. She was like, hey, I'm just going to shoot my shot. Can I also come up to the studio? And so I was like, of course you can come up. So, and then she also didn't know she was going to be on the air.
No.
And when do you head back to Texas?
Tonight. So we fly out at like 8 or something.
Okay, here's the annoying thing about those late flights is that you got to check out of the hotel, give them your bags, and then walk around aimlessly for like 4 hours.
Right.
Yeah, and we didn't rent a car. We like debated, but it's all right. I don't even care because I'm here. So we could have been at a Motel 6 with no bags and it would have been fine.
What are you going to do for like 4 hours today?
I don't know. We did the Hall of Fame on Sunday and I don't know. We might go out to like the Opryland Hotel. We'll see.
Just walk around the hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I might just sit out in the lobby and like decompress for an hour.
Well, really glad that you won.
Yeah, me too.
And that you had such a good time last night.
Yeah.
And it's just cool, huh?
It's very cool.
I mean, I think I'm starstruck to meet a winner who won the contest.
Yeah. For us, it's even cool. And so people should know that. It's like, because we do these contests and they are real, but sometimes we don't ever see them.
People just go
win.
They just get their prize and disappear.
We just hear about the winner. And so to actually see you, it's like, oh, wow. It's neat.
How long have you been listening to the show?
Oh, I was trying to figure that out. I think like 13 years.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
I'm a dedicated fan. Yeah. Wow.
So since I started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I used to play the Name That Tune tournaments.
She showed me a picture of the Name That Tune tournament when she was there.
Yeah.
Oh,
way
so
back
fun.
In the day. Yeah.
We had matching t-shirts. I made them with puff paint.
I had a puff paint shirt too that I wore to the tournament. Oh. So.
Yes. Well, we're going to let you go.
Okay.
But thank you for listening and hopping in the sweepstakes too, because odds are you weren't going to win.
Yeah.
You happen to, but odds are you weren't, and that money went to a great cause, which is St. Jude. And thanks for waking up early. And Dad, good to see you. Can you hear us in there?
Oh, he has on a Pimpin' Joy hat.
Yeah.
Can you hear us? Yeah, you can't hear us? All right. Sorry you didn't get the... I didn't bring in the righty. You didn't get the call in. All right. Well, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for listening.
Too.
Amy, anything you want to say to Hannah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm just so glad that you got to, I guess if you could call this a dream of yours. I don't know.
Oh, come on. Yeah.
No,
a dream.
No, Brooks and Dunn.
Actually, no. I knew how much she wanted to meet you. I think I saw you backstage right after you met him, maybe.
Yes.
And she was. It was a big deal. Yeah. So this is cool. I mean, somebody could have won that was like, I don't really care about these people. But it's cool that she's been a longtime listener and she actually really enjoyed it. So what I want to say is congratulations on like having something really cool go down.
Thank you.
And hopefully your airline has little TVs and you can watch Running Wild with Bear Grylls on your flight home.
Yes. Right?
Yeah, I plan to watch it, yes.
10-9 Central on Nat Geo. All right, there's Hannah. All right, back in a second. Well, I got a couple things I wanted to talk about before... we finished this segment. First of all, I saw this story, and I needed to wait till this hour of the show to mention this, but this guy was hospitalized. You hate to hear stories about people getting put in the hospital, right? Well, we all agree on that.
Sure, yes. They're not good.
Yeah.
But
well, so he took a bull sex stimulant for a bull, like a literal bull.
Like a cow bull, okay.
Like a bull, like an animal. Like, so he was hospitalized with an erection that lasted 3 days after taking a stimulant, quote, used for breeding bulls.
Oh, my goodness.
What?
The unnamed individual underwent emergency surgery. He took the drugs with the intention of having a sexual encounter with a young woman of 30 years old. He purchased the pills in Mexico.
Problem number one.
Where farmers use the pills to encourage mating between their cattle.
Oh, my goodness. No.
How old is he, Bones?
41. Okay. No, wait, that's this guy. That's a guy before him who underwent, had to do it. How old is this
guy? There's two guys that did this.
Well, this... it said last year a 41-year-old man in the UK had to do it because he had the same thing, said he could barely walk. Anyway, I just reading this and wanted to share. But pills PSA, for like animals are meant for animals.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I don't think, you would need the strength of what a bull would need.
Imagine how impressed you'd be?
for 3 days?
Even for like an hour.
Oh my gosh.
You think I'd deal with the other?
I'm sure the first hour was great. this is cool.
No.
Then like second day, you're like, all right, this is terrible.
Second day, like third hour, dear God. Yeah, that's crazy. Let's do this. I want to play this. Last night, during our $1 million show, The Raging Idiots, it's our full band. And usually The Raging Idiots is a comedy act, but we bring in the full band and all of these major artists jump in and play with us. And last night, Brooks and Dunn played with us, Sam Hunt, Foreigner, Brett Young, Kane Brown. It was just a massive show. And one of Eddie and my best friends is our backup singer from Austin, Texas. And he was my trainer for like 10 years. And he's just our friend, and he was hanging around shows, and we're like, hey, do background singing. And now he's sang background for us for like 4 or 5 years, and he's like a background dancer.
His dance moves are the best.
He proposed to his girl last night on stage. They've been together for a bit. And he asked me before the show, goes, hey, man, did I propose to my girl? And I was like, yeah. So we made up this whole bit where we were going into an Alicia Keys song, and we all started singing it. Hold on a second. Let me explain it a little better. And so we're talking, and everybody sings a little part. The first person, some people did, da 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 da. Some people did it. He goes around. And then he walks over to the side of the stage. His girlfriend doesn't know anything except he's walking over to her in the middle of a song. And it's such a circus on that stage that people are walking all over the place because we've got like 10 microphones up all over the place. So he walks up, and as everybody's singing the song, he drags her out to the middle of the stage. And I think that's when you hear the keys. They're going to come in. Everybody starts cheering. I think they start to realize he's about to propose.
There's a lot of this for a little bit. Maybe like 10 seconds.
Hey, in the good book it says, if a man finds a wife, he finds a good thing. And he finds favor in God. Here at the Ryman, all our friends, all our lovely friends as well. under God right here. I feel like ever since we met, he's given me a great thing in you. I'm going to ask you, will you marry me?
She said yes, and then the music started back up. They did a little hug.
They danced for a little bit.
I'm not sure what happened here. Turn it up. Here we go. Is that it, right?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay. It was a real special moment. So all these shows that we do every year, there's just something happens. Mm-hmm. It's a different kind of show every year, you know. But that was a real, real special moment, too. So really, really proud of the show last night. And thank you, everybody who came. And if you didn't get to come, we're going to end up making a special out of it. You'll be able to hear it all. And help St. Jude as well. Raymundo is in our glass room. He runs the board and does a lot of the audio. But Raymundo is 5'6", and his height has often been a topic of discussion on the show. Raymundo, did you ever date a girl that didn't like you because your height?
I've dated girls that are a lot taller than me, so I don't think so, no.
Okay. Well, he often comes in and exaggerates how tall he is. Mm-hmm. He'll be like, I'm 5'8". Then we'll measure him. He's not. He'll be like, no, but I'm 5'7". And we'll measure him. But I have something for you here. Men are paying $76,000 for a limb-extending surgery that involves breaking leg bones, inserting nails and screws, and it makes them inches taller.
Oh, my gosh.
Raymundo, let me ask you this. If it was paid for, would you do this?
No, I'm telling you guys, being tall is overrated. My father's very tall. He's dealing with so many back, leg issues, all kinds. My mom's short. Her body's going to live till 100.
The two-hour, $76,000 experiment, which is wild that it costs that much. Mm-hmm. And you go in and they break your bones. What do you think about that?
I mean, I'm not into it. I guess I could understand, you know, if that's something that would make somebody happy and more confident that they would want to do that, but I'm not going to. I would like to be a little bit taller, but I guess I just wear heels.
Some patients may lose athletic ability. The procedure involves inserting surgical nails and screws into the hollow part of a person's bone.
Ugh.
And slowly extending the nails and screws to train the tissue to permanently stretch. That just sounds like you're always in a bad mood because it's always going to be hurting.
Right. And I don't want to lose my athletic ability.
Yeah, because that'd be a real, real disservice to you, huh?
Yes.
Let me go over and talk to Laura in Nashville. Hey, Laura, you're on the Bobby Bone Show. What's happening?
Hey, Bobby. Hey, studio.
What's happening?
Not much.
What would you like to say?
Hey, I went to the Million Dollar Show last night, and it was absolutely amazing.
Oh, thank you very much. We definitely had a lot of fun. Got in late last night. Brooks and Dunn crushed it. Heath Sanders crushed
it.
I mean, there are just so many. I don't even know anymore.
Yeah, everyone just crushed it.
It was just Sam Hunt came on at the end of the night.
Kobe Calais.
Woo! Yeah, really good.
Oh, they were awesome.
Yeah, Kobe Calais came out and did Starts in My Toes, Makes Me Tickle My Neck. And then her band Gone West came out. It was great. Yeah, it was great. It is a wonderful night.
It was awesome.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for coming to the show last night. And people are already asking when next year is. We have no idea.
Oh, wow.
We just woke up a few hours ago.
That's right.
To come in on this show, going like, oh, boy, we got through that.
Dang.
That was great.
Is this going to be like, what is it? CMA Fest, right after the festival is over, tickets go on sale for the following year.
No,
nobody even knows who's playing.
We can't. We always build it around a major act. And then once they commit, like Brooks and Dunn, then we were like, okay, they're in on this Monday, so then let's do the whole show. So, yeah. No, not like that at all.
Okay.
Thank you, Laura, for calling. Have a great day.
It was awesome. Thank you so much.
All right,
thanks
bye-bye.
For everything you do. Bye.
Fox is trying to create a new holiday called Super Monday. They're launching ads and encourage viewers to take the day off after the Super Bowl so they can catch up on all the TV shows they missed.
Oh, interesting.
It just makes sense that if all these extra days we have as holidays, if your company gives them, one of them should be after the Super Bowl. Because nobody's getting crap done anyway.
It's true.
You know what I mean? Shit. Bobby Bones Show. That's going to do it for us. If you are near a television tonight, watch Running Wild with Bear Grylls. It will be on at 10, 9 Central. I am the guest. And hopefully it gets really good ratings.
That's on Nat Geo.
National Geographic Channel.
That's right.
Nat Geographic, National Geo, any option of all of them. So check it out. You can also see what I eat. I know we have a contest on some of our stations, like see what Bobby eats in the wilderness and win a prize.
Oh, that. Yeah. I was like, oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
Now I know.
It's funny.
So, yeah, check it out tonight on Nat Geo, Running Wild with Bear Grylls. That's going to wrap today's show up. It has been a wonderful show. Bear Grylls came on. The president of Nat Geo came on. We talked about the $1 million show with the Raging Idiots last night. That's crazy. Just appreciate you guys so much. And Amy, what's going on today?
I'm seeing a new chiropractor today. So
is that like a first date? A little nervous?
Well, I am, because he's one I wasn't going to go, but I have seen him on Instagram for about 6 months now. And one of my friends got me in. And so I'm kind of just intrigued by what he does. So we'll see what happens. But I'm going. And I had to fill out like a huge survey online before. And all the questions he was asking, I was like, huh? Wonder why he needs to know this. But oh, well, maybe it'll help me. What about? Oh, well, I guess what do you have besides Nat Geo tonight?
Well, I have a podcast, Bobbycast, tonight with Lainey Wilson, who performed last night at the Ryman.
She was awesome.
Yeah, she was great. I'm going to do that. Obviously, that show.
Yeah.
I got to get on the bike today, too, because I got my streak. I'm trying to hit 52 weeks in a row. I'm at like week 47, I think. 1 year, then I'm not going to worry about the streak anymore. I'm trying to hit 1 year riding my Peloton. So, and then just rest a little bit. My voice is starting to get a little worn down because we sang for 3 hours last night.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. We'll see you guys on Wednesday show. Thank you so much. Don't forget, coming in on Friday, Dustin Lynch and his parents. His new record comes out. It's all about his hometown, so we're bringing in his home parents. So that'll be Friday's show. All right, we'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody. The Bobby Bones Show.